Tourism Minister Kerry Simmons has been reacting to yesterday's closure of those three businesses, Chin Chin, Primo and Hugo's, an action that has thrown 149 workers on the breadline. The company blamed taxes, reduced income from tourism traffic, and the lack of a level playing field on duty-free concessions between their standalone restaurants and those that are attached to hotels. Minister Simmons has a different view.
In all of the argument made about the imposition of the taxes in Barbados, we have to be fair. What has not been said is that corporation tax has been cut substantially from 30% down to 5 or 5.5% in the case of that restaurant, so that the tax burden has shifted downwards as well in the context of corporation taxes. Now, I guess an argument will be made as to whether or not they were making a profit, but I suspect that it may be a little bit hard to swallow the view that the business remained open all this time and no profit was being made. I go to the second point, which is the question of the parity between the way in which a standalone restaurant and one connected to a hotel is treated. And I think that there is some legitimacy to that. And from the time we came to government, we have been trying to work with the sector on rectifying that disparity in treatment, which is one that we obviously inherited from the previous administration. And as recently as a couple of weeks ago, we've had discussions on that. Simply put, the solution is this, that there, if a standalone restaurant can demonstrate that about 75% of its earnings come from foreign exchange, then they should be treated in the same way as the hotels, restaurants are treated. It will mean that the standalone restaurants are going to have to be prepared to share with government their foreign exchange earnings, which is not now a requirement. But I think that there is a willingness in the sector to have this type of discussion. Obviously, it is a process that takes time because the Tourism Development Act touches far more than just the restaurants and the hotels. It is also about development of tourism in a broad sense and the way in which customs interacts with the sector and so on. So a holistic approach to change in the act is underway. The third point I want to make is that there's an element of distastefulness about the way in which this matter was dealt with at an industrial level. And whatever the concerns are, I think that people must be prepared to come and say to the ministry, look, we have concerns and these are the concerns ABC. But you cannot just shut down a place and have innocent workers showing up for work as they're expected to do, only to find that there's no work there for them and there's no communication made. That is the kind of approach to treating labor that I will not be able to accept and tolerate, because the investment is welcome, but that type of investor cannot be welcomed in Barbados. You've got to respect the people that come from here. There is a tourism services levy. There is a 2% or 2.5% increase on that, which I sense the company is complaining about. You know, the truth is, again, everybody in the industry is paying it. And it was an agreed levy represented to government by the sector. So it isn't that government just up and decided this is what we want to impose. This was something that was urged on us by the sector itself. And I think it is a little bit disingenuous to claim that that is now a major problem as well.
And on the issue of all-inclusives biting into the profits of standalone hotels, Minister Simmons makes this observation.
Most people who I know of that are doing the all-inclusive hotel thing also indicate that it works for them if people are encouraged. In fact, they actually encourage people to leave the hotel and go and eat outside the park, because you are paying for your meal, but you're not consuming it. There is a saving for the hotelier in that regard, and at the same time, there's an opportunity for the person to experience a little bit more Barbados. I don't know that there is really a major deal with that. If that was true, then why would people leave Sandals every Friday and go in Oysters and sit down and eat? Why do they do that? Why do they leave other all-inclusives and go to restaurants on the West Coast? and I don't have to name them, but you, I'm sure you see them, La Cabana and other places where people go and sit down by the beach and eat. So there's more to the story than that.
Tourism Minister Kerry Summons on Sagicor's Early Business.